that's the trouble with me now. So I can't carry on the conversation. I get all balled up.
Well, just so you don't get tired, you're doing fine. I'm able to follow what you're saying here. Just so you don't get tired, you just sit back and relax.
He married a girl, and a daddy had a feed and coal business. They had stock, a lot of stock out there then. And when his dad-in-law died, why, they got Wallace, a brother. His brother-in-law and sister-in-law got him to take the farm. They've got about 500 acres, and it's in four or five tracts, mile apart, some of them. And he's got old enough now, he's retired. And they still have him see to it. And he's rented it out, money rent. He comes over here and he talks about this little cinch place down here. There's a good many men that can't do nothing much. I think the oldest fella there now. But there's one fella just a little over a year younger than I am. And he don't miss a day hard. Being down there. We have a lot of fun.
How long did you say this has been, you've had your meetings down there?
I don't know. 30, 40, I expect.
Is that right? Did you have, when you were younger, did you belong to clubs and things like that when you were younger?
No, I never did. Belong to any awesome little club or something, but I never belonged to no club much, I don't think.
Until you retired and you had the time.
Well, this, I don't consider it a club. It's a preacher's wife.
Hello.
Oh, I see. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I hear pretty good.
I would like to come back and ask you some questions about the house here. And I'm interested especially in what you remember in the years, when you first were married. And did you live here when you were first married?
No.
I see.
We lived on my grandfather's old place.
But you remember this this house before you were married?
Oh yeah, I remember it all my life.
Uh-huh.
Biggest, I can remember being here or passing here. We drove stock to Union City lot to save for sale. And passed here. I remembered